Probably for most of you that are as old as I am, you probably can remember what happened in 1962, which was the Cuban Missile Crisis. It was a standoff between the U.S. and the USSR. And in the event of attack, 2,000 of the most important people in the U.S. government were to be saved in a bomb shelter dug into a mountain in Virginia. One VIP was Earl Warren, Chief Justice of the U.S. Supreme Court. When he was handed his survival pass, Warren asked, "Where is my wife's?" And he was told she was not a VIP. And he said, "She is to me." And smiling, he handed the pass back. He said, "In that case, you have room for one more VIP." That is the type of marriage Jesus has in mind. Nowhere in the 5,000 years of recorded history was marriage in worse shape than when Jesus came. The world of Jesus witnessed marriage and families being destroyed. On the books, the Jews had a splendid view of marriage, for divorce was a no-no. God, in the book of Malachi, had spoken on the question and said, basically, to simplify it, "I hate divorce." Rabbis, of course, took their cue from this piece of advice when they said, oh, so piously, "The very altar sheds tears when a man divorces the wife of his youth." But the practice for the husband at that time was a totally different manner. The wife had to ride in the back of the bus and had no legal rights at all. She could not break the marriage bond, but her man could divorce her and put her out into the street with the slightest pretext. And maybe her crimes might be these: well, she didn't put enough salt in my stew. If she appeared outdoors without a babushka, and she badmouthed my mother-in-law, and so on, and so on, and so on. And much to their financial chagrin, attorneys were not needed, for all the husband had to do was to take a piece of paper, write a note of divorce on it in the back of two friends, with the listing of two friends, and the marriage was history. And young women were reluctant to marry, and could you really fault them? When the Nazarene said no to divorce, he became somewhat of a hero for the women in Palestine. And was Jesus a feminist? You better believe it. The great wonder is that he was not killed by men long before his 33rd birthday. That he was able to live so long was one of his great miracles. The Christian gospel was trying to liberate women and trying to break the glass ceiling 2,000 years ago. And we are still trying to do that today. But what did Jesus have in mind with marriage? For openers, Christian marriage is the union of two good forgivers. And let me say that again. Marriage is the union of two good forgivers. And while marriages may be made in heaven, they are worked out on earth. Each party must be capable of receiving love and giving it. Arguments will come, but they need to be quickly buried. And just reflect on what Winston Churchill's advice was. If we open a quarrel between the past and the present, there is a good chance that we will find that we have lost the future. Christ reminds couples, happiness is two hearts pulling on one load. It was once taught that marriage was a 50-50 proposition, but today we really understand that it is 100% for each of the persons. As Neil Diamond sings, selfishness is the reason for the decline of the number of husbands and wives. And many men are delighted to share the working wives' income, but some refuse to share the housework and caring for the children. These are classic male chauvinists. Couples are reminded that chances of a good marriage are improved when it becomes a triangle: wife, husband, and God. If marriage, one binds itself not to a job definition, but in reality to a person. Success in marriage is more than finding the right person, it is becoming the right person. And as for the fear of making a mistake, may God help those who won't marry until they find the perfect partner. And God help them when they do. If either wants a good housekeeping seal, that person may have to go live with a car battery. The faults of spouses we write on the sands, but their virtues we carry in our hearts. Justice and Mrs. Warren would remind couples, while a wedding is a day, a marriage takes a lifetime.